patient's name is Albert Belardez, first name A-L-B-E-R-T, last name D-E-L-A-R-D-E-Z. Date of birth is 6/15/2007. Date of service is 3/9/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 14-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. And mom states that 2 days ago he was jumping on a trampoline and landed on his left wrist. Patient states that the wrist did twist around and he's been having pain continuously to that wrist with any range of motion. Allergies, known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, drugs, CTOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure, 114 over 67, heart rate 67, respiratory 18, temp 98.3, O2 is 100, and he weighs 121 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes moist, pupils pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, but pain with movement to that left wrist, neuro ANO times 4, gait steady. His skin is warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. He does have some minor abrasions to his left wrist with a very minimal soft tissue swelling. Assessment and plan, number 1, trauma to the left wrist, number 2, contusion to the left wrist, and number 3, soft tissue swelling noted in the left wrist. Patient did have a 2-view wrist x-ray, and it shows no obvious signs of fracture. Soft tissue swelling is noted. However, patient does have that pain located right at the growth plates. For radius and ulna, I do think he needs to come back and get another x-ray of that left wrist in 1 week so we can confirm there is no obvious fracture. ACE bandage was applied to that left wrist. Mom will implement the RICE acronym, rest ice compression and elevation. I did give him a prescription for a Medrol dose pack and Motrin. If he has any worsening of symptoms, he can return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. And if in 1 week his x-ray does look worse, I do want him to be referred to an orthopedic physician for further follow-up. Patient will be given a note for school to return tomorrow. However, I do not want him to participate in any physical activity for at least 1 week. Mom does agree with this panic here, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.